I wanted to do a video on the process and method that I'm going to be teaching in my master course. I had somebody mention to do a video because they read my post and they said it was amazingly written out and they would just love to hear it on video. So for anybody that wanted to know more, here we go. So back in the tribes with the medicine women, they were healers, they were shamans, and they would take care of the body. What happens now is a lot of people wait to be officially diagnosed. But what if your body already knows when you have an abnormal cell or when your cells inside of your body are not functioning correctly? They do. So your body alerts you even before it gets into the cell membrane, okay? So I'm going to tell you a little bit. So your body carries trapped beliefs and emotions in the body. And a lot of people already know that, okay? A lot of people already know that your body carries trapped emotions, trauma, whatever you want to call it. It's already trapped in your body. But what happens is there's a lot of modalities to help you heal from that. Okay. So anything from unspiritual that you want to say, like therapy, all the way to very spiritual, like Reiki, and all kinds of beautiful healing methods. But the reason why my method is different and it's one of a kind, is because we're actually going into the cell membrane. Okay. So why is the cell membrane so important? So the cell membrane, your body is already functioning right now as I'm talking. Your body is literally doing a process called the signal transduction in your cells. Like that's already going on. That's biology. That's like scientific. That's medically. Like that's already happening in your body. Now, the process that I use, the method that I use, is we literally go into the cell membrane to heal and replenish what the cell is already doing. So your cells are already carrying this information, and you can Google signal transduction. You can literally Google that, and you will read all that. Like I am not making any of that up. But my method is going into your cell membrane to basically send the new truths, the new signals to your cells, so that it can replenish and work normally. Now, your body does not have, your cells do not have to be working abnormally for this method to work, basically. Like, you don't have to have, you can say, I'm completely healthy, because I am, but I still do this method on me as many times as I want. Like, I'll do it daily. It's a process, it's a method that can be done on anybody who's healthy, who's not healthy, anybody who thinks that their cells could be functioning abnormal. Like, if you believe that there could be like a sickness in your body, okay, or you're completely normal, it doesn't matter because your body is already doing the signal transduction. Like, it's already doing it. And I could be saying that wrong because I'm not into biology, but I had to study this even before I knew the proper terms for it. I was already doing it for myself. It was actually something that I did to heal my body very, very deeply. And it's one of the reasons why I am here today. So, your body is, I had to study all this biology in order to make the proper terms of it. So, you can Google all that. You can figure out what your body's already doing. Like your body is actually already functioning in this process with the cell membrane, literally sending a signal to your cells, cell signaling. And I have the whole entire process in my Master Healing Bible online course. The master course has the whole entire process of like biologically what your body is doing before we get into the method of into my method, because you have to know how your body is literally working for you to understand how this method works. Like this method, yes, you can say it's spiritual or holistic, whatever you want to call it, but it's literally correlates with what your body's already doing. Like naturally, your body is already cell signaling. Your body's already replenishing cell death, all of that. Like your body's already doing all of these things. So my method literally works in conjunction with that. So I'm not doing anything that is already not happening in your body. And that is the reason why I can say that my method works. Okay. So this, and for those that are spiritual, let's get into those that are spiritual. Okay. So if you are not spiritual, then you probably heard basically in a nutshell what the method kind of does. But for those who are spiritual, let's go into the spirituality part of it. So if you believe in past lives, which if, you know, if you've already done any kind of spiritual work, you probably do. So I've had a past life. Well, it's not really a past life because all our lives are happening right now, right? So in one of my lives, I was a high priestess in Lemuria. I was literally using this method already in that dimension, in that timeline. So what's been revealed is in this lifetime and in this earth dimension, I am finally been directed, encouraged that, and that this is my mission is to teach this method. Now, this is a method that I did on myself before I even knew anything about my body. Like all I knew is that I was full of trauma. I had gone through a horrific time in a cult and all that comes with that and having to escape, because you can escape any kind of environment, but it does not escape your body. You will walk away and it will stay in your body until you release it from the cell membrane. Now you can release it from your mind, right? There's all kinds of healing modalities to help it to release from your mind. There's even healing modalities to heal it from your body. But it still remains in your cell membrane. Let's go back to biology here. Side of it. Your body functions by signaling to these cells, the receptors, and it goes into the cell. Again, you can Google this. Now, what signals to the cells? It can be hormones that signal to the cells. It can be other things. But the point is your cells are receiving information. When that cell receives the information, it now produces more cells with that information. So let me give you an example, which I don't even like giving examples because there is no clear-cut example. And if I give an example, then you'll automatically assume that's the only way it will work. So I don't even like giving examples, but I'm just going to give one. So let's say I escaped this traumatic cult like I did, and I had it inside of my body. Now, the cell membrane is literally speaking to the other cell to tell the cell what I've gone through, what I'm going through, and what I'm carrying in my body. So these cells are literally carrying the information to each cell, and they're replenishing. So your cells have cell death. And when the cells die off, it now replenishes new cells. What happens if it doesn't replenish new cells? That's when abnormal, it will function abnormal. And according to cancer.gov, literally, this creates cancer cells. And of course, I really do believe it creates other diseases and illnesses as well. So when that happens, your body is now carrying this information. Traumatic information. Now, it also carries good information as well. So we can have amazing experiences and that information is going into your cells as well. So that's how you survive. That's how you continue to breathe when you have this information going into your cells that when you're hungry, you eat. So you eat, so you survive. When you're thirsty, you drink. That's information that's going into your cells as well. So anything is going into the cell signals. It's not just the bad experiences or trauma. Okay. Now trauma, I'm going to talk about too in my course, how trauma is not what happened to you. Trauma isn't what happened to you. Okay. Trauma is created by something that is formed after, I mean, during the experience. Okay. So during the experience, this is where trauma is created, during the experience, but it starts inside of your body. And you begin to signal that out to your cells. And so that's why a lot of times when you leave environments that were toxic, then people find out they're sick. People find out they have an illness or a disease. Were they carrying that illness and disease before they found out, before they were diagnosed? Your body already knows that your cells are not functioning properly, which means it knew it all along. So if your body alerts you and gives you messages even before diagnosis, you can heal your body before diagnosis. You can heal your body before a sickness arises. If you can get into the cell membrane before or even during, because this is what my process is going to do. We're literally going to, so that's what I'm saying. If you're completely healthy, you can still go into your cell membrane to make sure it stays that way. And if you do feel like you have even pain, it doesn't have to be an illness. Because before an illness is formed in our bodies, we first have pain, okay? Like there's going to be some kind of signal or alert. It doesn't have to be pain, but some kind of signal or alert is going to go on in your body. So this can be like headaches. This can be like just different kinds of pain, migraines. And these are different pain alerts that are letting you know that something's not right, okay? Once it goes into the cell membrane, and it continues to process this information over and over, which means you're replenishing the cells back with the same information, the same belief, the same trauma. And you just, you're not even doing it. Like it's not even you. Your body literally naturally does it. And it's doing it right now. It's doing it right now. Like right now, it's literally happening in your body. So whether you believe it or not, biologically, scientifically, and medically, it's already happening in your body. Okay. And I gave you the term at the beginning of the video, but the point is you can get into your body. You can get into your cell. And this is what my method teaches. So back into the spirituality. Back in Lemuria, there was a temple called the Rejuvenation Temple. And inside of this temple, literally inside of this temple, they did this method in the temple to bring healing into the cells of humans or into whoever went through that temple. But I don't know 100% how that worked, but I do know that this method was used in Lemuria. And this is just for those that like are spiritual. For those who are not spiritual, you can stay in the biological and the scientific and the medical world of it. It still is going to correlate with it. You already know that your cells can be your cells, your DNA, all of that. There's already information that shows you how the cells replenish, how your DNA, you know, like there's so much good information. You see it everywhere about stuff that affects your DNA, things that can rewire, all of that. But now this is the cell membrane. This is literally my method, literally goes into the cell membrane. So you're literally gonna literally go into the cell membrane, and your cells already do a cell death. And there's another word for that. And I have all of the proper terms going to be in the master course, in the master healing course. I will use all the medical proper terms. I don't know if I'm gonna say them right, but I am completely going to say use the proper terms. For those that so that it's real, like it's really happening in your body. Now you have the power to cause your cells to respond to what you want. Now, unconsciously, they've been responding to all the things you've gone through, which is normal and natural, and it's has nothing, it's not your fault. But if you're able to unconsciously do that, guess what happens when you consciously allow your cells to listen to you? Your cells will literally heal. Your cells will heal. It's the way that it works. It's not going to work because I said so. It's going to work because that's the way your body works. Like, that's the way your body functions. That's why it's going to work. Okay. Now, if you're into, if you believe in spirituality, then you know 110% that this practice is real. If you've studied Lemuria, you will know what I'm talking about. But even if you're not spiritual, this is a method and a process that correlates with what your body is already doing. And so before diagnosis, you are able to get into the cell membrane to replenish your cells so they can function normally. And if they're already functioning normally, this is still a method that you can use every day. Like when you take a shower, when you go to bed, like you can literally use this method, and I do it. And so you are able to do this method, and you are able to create this process for yourself to work for you. You can pass this on. You can share this with your own clients and patients as well. There's going to be an add-on to do that if you get the master course. So literally, this is something that I'm sure medicine women knew of in tribes. So I hope this video helped, and I hope to see you doing my master course.